Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. Father God, as we come on this morning, first of all, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Anywhere we have come short of your glory, of your honor, and your praise, we ask that you would forgive us, Father. And we thank you for your faithfulness to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we confess our sins before you. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, a day that we have never, ever seen, and a day we will never see again. We thank you for blessing us to rise, to shine, and to give you the glory in this day. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for new mercies that embrace us. And Father God, as we come in humble submission, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up and devised to come against us and our families, our day, our ministries, our health, our wealth, everything, our relationships, everything that pertains to us, Father. And we thank you for your blessings, the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich, and how you add no sorrow to it. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray for people everywhere, those in a bad situation, those in a good situation. We pray for those who are not saved, that they will obtain the will to be saved. And Father God, we pray for those who are saved, that they will become stronger and walk closer with you. We pray for the sick, Father God, that they will be healed. And we pray for the healthy, that they will remain. We pray for those who are in poverty, Father, that they would change their mindsets, Father, and be raised up out of the dunghill of poverty and struggle. And we pray for those who are not in poverty, Father, that as they continue to prosper, they will not forget where they came from. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries and all the ministry partners. We want to say thank you, Father God, for this stretch of fasting. Many didn't think that they would be able to do it, and we're just a couple days from concluding. And we want to say thank you for bringing us this far. We take no credit. We take no credit, Father. And you are making it easy. And we say thank you for your presence. We feel your presence. We thank you for your presence if we feel it or not. And we bless you, God. Thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for where we are, humble beginnings, very humble beginnings, Father. Some 12 years ago, we thank you. And thank you, Father God, that we are where we are and we are where we're going. And you're leading us and showing us the way. Thank you for our services on today, Father. We ask that you would bless the woman of God as she comes, Father, to elaborate and to share with your people. May your anointing be upon her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Bless our eyes to see, to receive, Father, and our hearts to obey. We want to bind every spirit of interference, Father, distractions, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say, thank you, Father, as we come to glorify you and you alone and edify your people. And we say, thank you that greater is he that lives in us than he that lives in the world. So now we commit this service unto you. We commit our lives unto you. We commit this day unto you. We give everything unto you. For we realize that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. And we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, la-di-da-di and everybody. Good morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. This is a day that the Lord God, he has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We especially welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for being here with us on this morning, and you have come to the right place at the right time. Amen. Jesus Christ is here. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, amen, so you are in the right place at the right time. Amen. We want to thank God on this morning. Amen. Today is, I think it's day number 17 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting and consecration. And we want to thank God for bringing us this far. Bringing us this far. Amen. Hallelujah. The walls have already begun to come down. The invisible walls, the invincible walls. Amen. Glory be to God. Miracles, breakthroughs, and testimonies. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to thank God. Hallelujah. The devil, we ain't worried about the devil. We ain't worried about it. He's always mad. He always mad. You got something to be mad about, by the way. Amen, because he knows his destiny. Hallelujah. And so we bless the name of the Lord. Amen. This morning, this morning, this morning, amen, we want to, hallelujah, hear, hallelujah, from our elder. Our elder is coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Psalms 35 and 13 says this, but as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth, I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. Boy, I tell you, God's word is so delightful. It's just so delightful. I don't care what you're reading. You could be in Genesis. Amen. Let's see. This is what my mother taught me as I introduced our presenter this morning. My mother, glory be to God. My mother is really still pouring into my life, actually. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, and 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, and now come the book of Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, down come the, it's been so long. Amen. But I sing that this morning to say, I don't care what book is in. Any one of the 66 books, amen, it's good enough for me. Amen, because it's God's inspired word. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. Our Elder Valerie Carte Powell, amen, we want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a soldier. I will tell you right now, this woman here is a soldier. I tell you, the devil got to back up. Amen. Hallelujah. She is a wife. Amen. She is a friend. She is a servant. She is an elder. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She wears so many caps. She's a realtor, a businesswoman, just goes on, a prayer warrior. I don't know. If I had wrote it all down, I could pull it all up. I'm telling you, because it's much more. She's much more than all of that. But most importantly, amen, she is a servant of the Most High and the living God. Amen. And so it is she who is going to come this morning, amen, and share with us, amen, what the Lord has given unto her to share. Amen. So at this time, I want to introduce to some and present to others our Elder Valerie Carte Powell, that we might receive her for her grace and for her abilities. Amen and amen. Good morning, Elder Powell. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Pastor Bradford. I am doing very well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Platform.
You're welcome.
I want to bring you greetings. Hallelujah to you and to Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, partners, friends, church, and all our visitors and friends. I want to, first of all, and included, giving grace and peace and love unto the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Holy Spirit, my guide at this time. I want to thank God for my husband, Gary, and him walking with me through this path of my life right now. And to everything, God be given the glory, the honor, and the praise. As you said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, as you mentioned, Pastor Westfield, this is one of their favorite word, and I will always remember it in my ears. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And this is the house of the Lord for now, the Zoom house, the Zoom platform. So I'm just happy to be here and to share with each and every one the benefit of fasting. And that is taken from Psalms 35, verse 13. First of all, we'll ask ourselves the question, what is fasting? According to the Bible, fasting means to voluntarily reduce or to eliminate the eating of food for a specific time and a specific purpose. We see where that fasting is a spiritual discipline that is taught in the Bible, and it also says that Jesus rewards fasting. Why do we fast? Fast enables the Holy Spirit to reveal your true spiritual condition, resulting in brokenness, repentance, and transformed life. We see this in Ezra 8 and 21. It reads, there by Ahava canal, I proclaim a fast, so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask him for a safe journey for us and our children. In another translation, same scripture, Ezra 8:21, it says, "Then I proclaimed the fast there at the river of Ahahabad, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for our substance." We see here that fasting is for ourselves. It's for edifying ourselves, purifying ourselves, and for getting instructions from God, directions from God, and protection from God. Whatever it is we need, some things only come through prayer and fasting. We fast because we are training ourselves. We are training our body to submit to God and to those that are in authority over us. Fasting is a form of purging, not only spiritual purging, but to purge the toxin from our bodies. During fasting, there comes a time when we go before God in repentance and in confession. As we train ourselves and purge ourselves, we ask God, we come to God in repentance and for our confession so that God will change us from the inside out. Psalms 35, it's a long chapter. It's a long chapter, but I'll just read a couple of the verses before and after. 5 verse 9 through 14. "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in its salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They reward me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But, it reversed everything that was said before. It says, but as for me, when they were sick, clothing was sackcloth," that's fasting, "I humble my soul with fasting, and my prayer return into mine own bosom. Verse 14, I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bow down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother." That is so powerful. That scripture is so powerful. In verse 13, it started with a but. Before verse 16, we see where David, this is the Song of David, and we see where David was prosecuted. David was prosecuted by his enemy all around him. He was prosecuted by Saul. He loved Saul so much, and all Saul did was try to kill him for being good to him. And David cried out unto the Lord. Now we understand, after reading verse 13 of Psalms 35, we understand why God says that David is a man after his own heart. He also said that David is the apple of his eyes. God has seen something in David from he was a sheep boy way back when, and God had his eyes on David from that day until he gave him the kingdom. Hallelujah. So we see here in verse Psalms 35, David started, it started with David pouring out his heart to God about the affliction of his enemy. He said in verse 1, please plead my case, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Throughout the scripture and in many of the other 73 Psalms that David wrote, he prayed to God to avenge him of his enemy because of the prosecution he has been through. But somewhere in the middle about verse 35 and 13, his prayer changes. He prayed. He prayed that God will not avenge him, but he prayed for those who prosecuted him. Somewhere in verse 35, he learned how to pray. He learned the power of prayer and fasting. He got the revelation of Jesus fulfilling all the commandments with just two commandments, and that was to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And the second commandment was to love your neighbor as yourself. He also learned of the Beatitude even before it was written. And Matthew 5, 10 through 12, it says, as a matter of fact, Matthew 5, 10, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men or people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kind of evil against you. And it went on to say, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. But David learned, even before the Beatitude was written, God gave him that revelation that he is to love those that persecute him. Hallelujah. David prayed for his enemies, not for God to destroy them, but to save them. He said, but as for me, when they were sick, he prayed for them. Not only did he pray for them, he went down. His clothing was sackcloth. He humbled his soul with fasting. Fasting is giving of yourself, staying away, abstaining from food. That is how much deep he's going into the spirit and interceding for his enemy, interceding for those that are sick, interceding for those that are persecuting him. He went in fasting and he prayed. And he said, and after he prayed, it says that my prayer returned into mine own bosom, which means that David was satisfied. He was comforted. His heart was clear. His heart was free. He prayed for those that persecuted him, and through that prayer, he's praying to God for them, for their soul. And that's what an intercessor does. That is the calling, that is the attitude and the character of an intercessor. They intercede for souls. Jesus said, all souls is. All souls are mine, he says. And David recognized this from even before Christ came. And at this point, I want to point out that David was a forerunner of Jesus Christ. He was a forerunner of Jesus Christ. Who else went through all that persecution and could have been dead if God didn't have a plan for his life. Jesus came and he did just what, he went through just what David did. They prosecuted him for righteousness' sake to the point where he had to go to the cross. But thank God for the cross. And what did Jesus say? He could have called 10,000 angels to rid them and to set him free. But instead, he went to the cross and he prayed for them. He prayed for them. He prayed for them. And that is the heart of David that has been displayed in Psalms 35 and 13. Hallelujah. We see here in David's prayer where he mourned for them. He sympathized with them in their grief. They were not related to him, but it says he prayed for them like he would pray for a brother or a sister or even his mother. He mourned as for his mother or for anyone that is related to them. We see where David, being a man of God, we're seeing here his character. He is a man of war, a man that is bold in the spirit. Yet, he's very sympathetic when it comes to the people and the soul of God's people, understanding the people that's in his charge. David was a man of war, yet he's made up of love and pity. David shows hardness externally, yet internally, in his heart, he has this tenderness of heart. He was courageous, but at the same time, he was compassionate. And I see where Christ displays all that character, the same character that David is showing or displaying unto us, this scripture, and especially in verse 13. He has the heart and the mind of Christ, and there's no accident that Jesus came from David's bloodline. Jesus came from David's bloodline. So it is no surprise to us that David displays all the characteristic or most of the characteristic of Jesus Christ here. Now, what is the benefit of the fasting, and what's the benefit of the fasting and the scripture that is mentioned in Psalms 35 and 13? The benefits we derive from that scripture and from our fasting is that we experience spiritual growth. We die to ourselves daily. We crucify the flesh. And as we know, flesh does not want to die. And but with us abstaining from food and certain things that we like so much, crucifying our flesh so that our spirit in us will grow, spiritual growth. As I mentioned before, it's a purging. It's a purging. It's a spiritual purging, and at the same time, it is purging our bodies of our toxicity. We see where fasting humbles us. Fasting humbles us. Fasting transformed us. Transformed us more and more to that of Jesus Christ. It shows us how to submit ourselves. By fasting, we learn how to be broken. Broken of the spirit. Broken of God. To the form of submission. Submission unto the Holy Spirit. Spirit unto God himself, also to those that have authority over us. By fasting and praying, we come to repentance. and to confession of our sins. And that is what we put up in front of God, in front of our prayers. We come to God in repentance, confessing of all our sins, and for him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is the benefit of fasting. And fasting is not fasting for others or for God to do destroy the life of others because of what they did to us, but it is for ourselves, to make us a better person and to transform us more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. That ends my elaboration on Psalms 35 and verse 13. We pray that God will continue to magnify his word, open our hearts to receive, to understand, and throughout this time of fasting, we are almost to the end. Pray that God will continue to guide us, to purge us, to lead us, to teach us, to show us his way, and to draw us closer and closer to him day by day. And for that, O God, we give you all the glory and the praise, and we pray, O God, that as we continue throughout this fast, you will visit us cooperatively and individually. God, that you will speak to us, O God, and show us your way. During fasting, it is a time where we come to you for directions and protection. So we pray over this body of Christ even right now, and we pray, O God, that you will lead us and guide us and protect us throughout this day and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you, Elder. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to thank you, amen, for that elderly elaboration. Amen. Glory be to God. You really went deep with that on Psalms 35 and 13, and you shared so much. I have my takeaways, amen, how you spoke on the true, on the results, the benefits of fasting, and true fasting reveals our true spiritual condition. I like how you opened, you opened that and began with that statement, resulting in our brokenness. Training our body to submit to God and to those over us, detoxing, changing from the inside out, amen, and all of the benefits of fasting, our spiritual growth, dying to the flesh, purging, humility, transformation, that was huge, brokenness, and submission, and repentance and confession of our sins. We want to thank God, amen, for that very thorough elaboration. And anyone that has not been clear on fasting and the benefits of fasting, this should really, really help you. This elaboration here should really, really answer a lot of your questions in reference to the benefits of fasting. And we thank God. It has not been grievous. It has not been grievous. I think we had like another 3 days ago. It has not been grievous. Not for me. I mean, just really coasting along. I mean, you can tell this is a God-ordained fast. Didn't even really get hungry. I think my stomach might have growled once. I just told to shut up, you know, and just kept going. And we just want to thank God, amen, because some kind only come by prayer and by fasting. So well done, well done, well done, amen. We didn't expect anything less. And thank you again for sharing, Elder. So some people may be listening for the first time, so we don't want to take for granted that they know who you are and what you do. So please come back and take a minute and or two and let everyone know, you know, what you do, real estate or any other announcements you want to make in reference to your new church. we're past early, or whatever, real estate rates, they've been, why now is the time to buy, or whatever the case might be. We want to give you the floor back if you desire to share.
Praise the Lord. Thank you again, Pastor Bradford. My name is Elder Valerie Carty Powell. Recently married, and we are still seeking God's face and seeking his direction in everything that we do. Hallelujah. I'm also a real estate agent with Desmond G. Spencer Real Estate, located in Elkins Park. The market is on a roller coaster right now. It is more a buyer's market. It is not a buyer's market or a seller's market. It is just floating steadily at this point. The interest rate at the moment is what causing everyone to sit back and look to see what is going on in the market. But as an agent and someone who knows the market, my encouragement is if you are qualified to buy, if you are ready to buy, buy now. No one knows the future, and no one knows where real estate is going to go in the future. So the best thing to do, if you are ready, if you are able, this is the time that you should buy. If the interest rate is too high, we know that it will come down again. There comes a time when you can refinance to bring down that interest rate. As for my spiritual activities and being, I am a member of Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church, Apostolic Faith Ministry, and we have achieved or purchased our new church. It's located in Norristown. The building is under renovation now, and we should get into our new building between February and March. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. It was a long time coming, but God did miraculously when he gave us that property and that church. And the same thing that he did for us, I know he's doing it for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry and Pastor Bradford. And it's just a matter of time before this ministry walk into the building that God has prepared for it. That being said, I just want to thank you again, Pastor Bradford. Amen.
Yeah, and you're very, very, very welcome. Amen. Glory be to God. Underneath all is the land. Underneath all, amen, all of heaven is the land. Amen. And saints, you need to own some.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You need to own as much as you can. As much as you can. Glory be, if you can get one house, two, some rental properties, whatever. Glory be, you can own 50 houses and still be a giver. Yeah. You can still be a giver. Matter of fact, you'll have more to give. Amen. And Sister Valerie, that's the Elder Valerie. You've been in real estate for what, 40 years, 30, 40 years now? I'm losing track. Excuse me?
I think about 35 years.
About 35 years.
And it has been good.
Amen. Glory be to God. When I owned my real estate office, amen, Valerie, very, very faithful, very faithful, very, very, very. Well, we met before then. I don't know how we met, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time, and you have proven yourself to be a friend.
And I was just about to say that I was working for your broker, real estate brokerage. As a matter of fact, when I came to your brokerage, that was a leap of faith because I had two jobs then. And I took the dive and I came with you, and I have no regrets. I gave up my full-time job.
Yes, you did.
Real estate, and it was through coming to you causes me to make that decision.
Yes, you did.
And I have
you
no
know
regrets.
What? Yes. It's amazing. I think about that all the time because I remember you were at the bank, and I know you had a second job, and how you just took a leap of faith and never looked back. But that's that warrior mentality. That's your personality. See, you're just a trailblazer. Amen. So yes. So saints, you're not dealing with a rookie. You're not dealing with a rookie here when you reach out to Elder Valerie. Call if you have any questions. If you have any questions about real estate, call somebody who knows what they're talking about. And like she said, she's been trained by the best. give them your contact information again, please.
Yes, my telephone number is 215-767-7637 215-767-7637. Call me anytime. It's my cell phone, and I'm always available. And Desmond G. Spencer Real Estate is my brokerage firm.
Amen, amen. And we want to congratulate Pastor Early on the new building that's under construction. And that's very, very encouraging because Pastor Early, I think y'all closed down around the pandemic time, and you've just been fellowshipping on Zoom, which we're going to be picking up some Zoom activity this year too. But for the last, 2-3 years, and here you are about ready to go in. So that's very, very encouraging because what God do for one, God to do for another. Amen. So that's very encouraging.
Yeah.
And, so we will once you're in there, the life of Jesus, we will be there. We will be making our presence. At least got to come in one Sunday. Amen. Take our services over there, beloved, and help Pastor Early and Elder Valerie Powell, amen, celebrate, amen, their blessing and their new benefit. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Again, for serving. We appreciate you. All right, saints.
Thank you, Pastor.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, today is day number 17. We're counting down. Amen. Glory be to God. Our corporate prayer petition for today, we are praying for all those who are grown weary and well-doing. That's a lot of people. We might as well tell the truth and shame the devil. That's a lot of people, and it might be you, all right? So, I mean, you praying for yourself, too. All right, so we are praying for those who are growing weary and have grown weary in well-doing, and we also want to pray that God will bring the backsliders back home. He's married to the backslider. See? Married to the backslider. A backslider... A true backslider is a person that's saved, but they're out of fellowship. Yeah, we'll preach on that soon. They out of fellowship. And without out of fellowship, if you out of fellowship, it's like the branch that's broken off the vine. Ain't going to be many days, baby. And that branch going to dry up. Oh, that branch still look, you pop that branch off the tree, it still look healthy, don't it? Sitting all on your kitchen table, still got little flowers on it. Mm-hmm, look good, don't it? Mm-hmm. Come back 2, 3, 4 days later, and it's the juice is just sucked up because it's disconnected from the vine. There's no fellowship. That's the danger of being a backslider. That's a danger. Okay, but we're going to pray for them today because a lot of us have backslidden. Some of us may be backslidden now. Glory be to God. Backsliding is when you refuse to keep up with the pace of God. So in other words, you walking with God today and you just stop. You ain't walking with him no more. See, you backslidden. See, but we got to, amen, confess our sins. Amen. And we, as the elder Powell said today, when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. But it's not real easy for a backslider to come back. Oh, it ain't easy. It was easier the first. It was easier when you first gave your life to Christ, and that was difficult. When a backslider comes back, like the prodigal son, it's a time of rejoicing. Because it is not easy for a backslider to come back. The devil, while you in the devil's territory, he's going to do everything that he can to lock you down. It is not easy. But God said, Jesus said, his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. Amen. Some kind only come through prayer and through fasting. Okay, so that's our prayer petition for today. And we still have 1, 2, 3 days left. We will be breaking on Sunday, and I will give everyone the instructions on Thursday or Friday how we're going to do it, because we always want to break with a corporate fast and a corporate blessing. All right? So we'll be making the announcements. Okay, this Friday night, while we're fasting, this is perfect. This is perfect with our Friday night praise party. This is, I'm telling you, the timing is just wonderful. I'm glad the weeks didn't alternate. I'm glad it's the perfect week, amen, for us to come in the weekend as we close and come to the praise party with a song, with a praise, with a testimony, with a dance, with something. Just come. Come. Amen. 9 o'clock on this Friday. Tonight at 8 p.m. is our Wednesday night Bible study. And please come and join us. Amen. In Jesus' name. I think that's the announcements. Phil, I think I'm leaving something out. If I am, amen, count it to the head and not to the heart. Amen. And we'll share it with you the next time. Okay, I believe that is it. Amen. If you're just signing in, you've been listening to our Elder Valerie Carte Powell. Amen. If you desire to have her to come to your church or speak on your platform, or any other of our elaborators or ministers under this ministry, please reach out to us. Please reach out to us. Amen. Glory be to God. At lifewordjesus@gmail.com, and visit our website and amen, and see our other agendas and programs that we have going on currently. And there is much more to come. Much more to come. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. For you, and for you. Meet us at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, saying, amen. We're going to be praying. We're going to some kind only come by prayer. Look, you can pray without fasting, but you cannot fast or should not fast without praying. You got to pray. You got to pray. Amen. You got to pray. Meet us at 12 o'clock. Amen. If you can. If you can't, tell somebody else. And they'll be happy to know that there's a prayer line that they can stop in the middle of the day. Even if they can't pray, even if they're at work, they can call in and listen in to the prayer. How encouraging. How encouraging. Amen and amen. I believe that's it. Glory be to God. I believe that's it. Father God, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, if you do not, if you do not, if you do not, if you, come on, come on. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us that Ahab was not saved, but Ahab fasted, amen, and to turn from his evil ways, and he got his life right. He got his life right. But if you're not saved, don't worry about fasting. Just come on and tell, just do first things first. give yourself, give your heart to the Lord Jesus. Like, give your heart to the Lord. That's the first thing you need to do. See, that's the first thing you need to do is give your heart to Jesus. Fasting does not guarantee you an entry ticket into heaven. Fasting does not guarantee you heaven. See, but your salvation will. So come on and give your life to him. Let's take 30 seconds right now. Just repeat after me. Father, I come to you confessing all of my sins. I am a sinner, and I acknowledge it, and I ask that you would forgive me now and save me from all of my sins. As I open my heart, as I open my mouth and my mind, and I invite Jesus in to my heart to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to be my God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for leading me and helping me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you that my name is erased in the Lamb's book of erased in the book of death and confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you. I am saved. Yes, you are saved. Ooh, yes, you are saved. Who is the greatest miracle on planet Earth and the universe? How the Holy Spirit just comes and snatches you out of Satan's kingdom in the twinkling of an eye and grafts you, amen, into God's kingdom. It's done so quick that the devil turned around and you was gone. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. The devil said, wait, I went to bed with him last night. I just went in the bathroom. I came back. I can't find him. Yeah, you ain't going to find him either. Woo, come on, y'all. Let's rejoice with the angels for those who gave their life to Christ today. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the gift of salvation, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now help them to grow and give them a desire to grow. And desire the sincere milk of the word. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. If you are just giving your life to Christ, we want to hear from you. Go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Okay, you can communicate with us there. Send us out an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Send us out a letter at P.O. Box 461, Glenside, PA, 19038. Whatever you do, reach out to us. Why? We just want to pray with you, pray for you, let us know what your needs are. Amen. And we'll send you out the materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, thank you for this service today. Thank you for the woman of God. God bless her business. Sister Valerie stepped out on faith, Father God, years ago, Father God, and she's still standing. She's still standing. She's beat the odds. Father God, and we ask that you would bless our business, Father. God, we especially, Father God, and her own people, Father, we so always taking our money to other cultures. I don't know if it's that slave mentality that we still have to break. Father, we just like doing business with other people without giving our own a chance. We don't even give them a chance, Father. Father God, grow a business. Grow. Exceed her expectations. Keep her safe as she comes and goes in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for Pastor Early and their new building, Father God, and the renovations is taking place right now. And we say thank you. Thank you for it. May they have all the money and the support and everything else they need. Father God, to get it done, and we bless you. Father God, meet us at the altar of prayer today. Bless the prayer warrior as she comes. Anoint her to pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father God, to keep her safe from danger seen and danger unseen. Thank you, Father God, for another day of fasting as we lift up all those who are weary and well-doing. And Father God, we know if we tell the truth, we be fighting weariness off. We be fighting it all, Father God, because that flesh takes control. But we thank you that through fasting, as the elder said, we mortify the flesh. So we will not be weary. We will not be weary. Where normally we would be, but we're not, and we won't. Because we know in due season we are going to reap if we faint not. And we pray for all the backsliders around the world who have slidden away from you, Father. They just stop walking with you. They just stop walking. They stop calling you up. They stop receiving your phone calls. See, they just stopped. because there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. And they don't realize, they think they're still flourishing because the leaf is still green, but they don't even realize that they've been disconnected from the vine. And if they don't come back, Father God, it's going to be a sad commentary. Give them the will to come back. Come back quick, come back soon, and come back while they have time to come back. What happens when a person dies out of fellowship? You eternally, you people that have the wrong definition of what it means to be eternally saved. Even, well, what happens when a person dies and they're out of fellowship? Father God, we say thank you and we bless you right now. Thank you for the souls that gave their life to you today. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Give them a desire to grow into their full salvation. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. Father God, accidents, incidents, calamities, Father God, carjacking, Father God, mechanical malfunctions, fires, gas explosions, home invasions, any form of bad news, Father. We put it all under the blood of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you for your divine protection. And we are dwellers in your house, abiding in your secret place. In Jesus' name, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Thank you again, Elder Powell. Amen. Each and every one of you under the sound of my voice, have a wonderful day, a beautiful day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hang in there, saints. Amen. We coming up on day number 21. Amen. It's going to be so good, some of you not even going to want to break. You might decide to take it a couple extra days. Amen. I love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Bye-bye.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Will you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf. Real simple song, just say,
already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on your behalf.
Y'all sing, children. It's
already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on my behalf.
Everybody say,
it's already, it's already
getting better. Moving on my behalf. Sing it, children, it's already,
already
getting better.
It's already
getting easier.
God's already
moving on my behalf.
On my behalf.
Listen, I want you to say this. He did it for me. Yes, he did it for me. He did it for me. God did it.
God did it.
Say he did it.
He did it.
Yes, God,
yes,
did it.
God did it.
Just for me. Tell your neighbor, he did it
for me.
God did it. Just for me. Sing it again. God did it.
God did it.
He did it.
He did it.
And it's already. Say it's
already.
Give him praise.